In Ukraine this week, more Russian attacks and controversy over two drones shot down over the Kremlin. Also, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to journalists at the Washington Post. He said the U.S. did not tell him about the leak of Pentagon documents purportedly revealing info on Ukraine's military vulnerabilities. Joining us now is David Herzenhorn. He's editor for Ukraine, Russia, and Eastern Europe at the Washington Post, our editorial partners. David, hello.
Hey there, Scott.
So when he spoke to you and your team in person, he described these leaks, according to the Post, as, quote, a TV show or hype. But the article also described him as exasperated. Was it clear to you that he was unhappy when he was talking about these leaks?
He was extremely unhappy. And in fact, we were worried he might walk out at one moment. I mean, he made clear these leaks have been of no good use for Ukraine. And one of the remarkable things was that he spent years ducking questions about Donald Trump and getting ensnared in Trump's first impeachment scandal. And he, at one point, frustrated, he kind of said, you know, they also released my conversation with Trump and they didn't ask for my permission about that either. It was quite a remarkable exchange of points.
Was it clear that Zelensky really did not know about the leaks until they showed up in the press? I mean, U.S. officials told the Post that Secretary of State Blinken did talk about these leaks with his Ukrainian counterpart.
We were also asking him about some very specific points in some of these leaked intelligence documents, including documents related to his own policies and proposals that he has made. So I think he was annoyed about a range of things. But the disclosures, of course, from a strategic standpoint, he pointed out, were unhelpful, that anything that gives the Russians insight into Ukrainian operations, they viewed as unhelpful. Of course, some of these revelations can actually assist Ukraine by pointing out just how dire their situation is in certain cases, desperate need of ammunition in some parts of the east on the front, still in need of more weapons as they get ready for this imminent offensive.
You have watched President Zelensky closely. When leaders speak, there are, of course, their words, and then there's the nuance or what they mean. So, two-part question. How did President Zelensky describe Ukraine's relationship with the United States? And what inferences did you draw just by observing him and his tone?
So, he described a very strong relationship, but one in which that is lopsided, where Ukraine is very much dependent on the United States. And when we were asking his opinion about all of this, he said, look, if I was in this war alone, I would tell you what I really think, but I'm not. And it was clear that, you know, he has more important business with the United States, which is maintaining that support, maintaining the flow of weapons so that he can help his country survive.
Yeah. And just briefly, what are you watching for next out of Kyiv in this conflict?
So there have been 3 out of 4 days of drone attacks by Russia. We know from what Zelensky told us and also the defense minister, Reznikov, that this counteroffensive widely expected in which Ukraine will try to take back occupied territory is imminent any day now.
David Herzenhorn is editor for Ukraine, Russia, and Eastern Europe at The Washington Post. David, thank you.
Thank you.